You ready to go?
Good evening. I'd like to call the meeting of the Curry Beach Town Council to order Monday, April 21st, 2025. And I'd like to call on Reverend Pastor Dan Keck to do our invocation tonight. So I think we have a microphone for you. Or if you just want to say it up front. Then we'll have the pledge. We'll have the pledge after that. Go ahead, Pastor Dan.
Good evening. It's great to see everybody tonight. And it's an honor and a privilege to be back. And it's been a long time. I used to do this before COVID, and then COVID just kind of made a mess of everything. So it's great to be back. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for those who are gathered. We give you thanks for this council and those who do the work of this town, making the decisions that they need to make to continue to have this be such a welcoming, inviting, and wonderful place to be a resident as well as a visitor. Lord, we pray that you would guide them as they make their decisions and do the work that they need to do with all the things that are on their agenda, and continue to help them to do these things, to make this and to keep it a wonderful place to be. This we pray in Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, tonight was a little bit of a sneaky thing to get Dan here because he's retiring from at the Lutheran Church. And Dan, we want to thank you for your years of service here in Curry Beach. And just want to publicly say thank you for everything you've done for us here and what you've done for our community. So. And I'll let you have the floor again.
What's that?
I said, you have before.
Well, it's definitely been an honor and privilege to be a part of this community. My wife and I, we've been married for 35 years now, and this is the place we've lived the longest. So this is really the place that we call home, and yes, I'm retiring, but we're just going to be living locally, so looking forward to seeing a lot of familiar faces. So.
Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda tonight is the approval of the consent agenda. I think we have three items there. Council, if y'all have any questions or concerns, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Adoption of the agenda. I don't think we have anything to add, so entertain a motion to approve.
I'm not going to add anything.
Been doing public works.
Public works?
Yes, we're doing it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I have a motion to have a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Now, presentations. First, public comment period. We don't have anybody signed up tonight for public comment. So move on to presentations. The 2025 Safe Boating Week in Curry Beach, and I think we have a presenter tonight. I think that is Mr. Otis White. Otis?
Thank you. It's just my crew.
Yeah. You travel.
Since you're going to read the proclamation and it has the details in it, I just wanted to say we're the Cape Fear Sailing Power Squad. We've been teaching boating safety and doing vessel safety inspections for 75 years here in Cape Fear. We're part of the United States Boating Association, America's Boating Club, and it is a distinct pleasure to come here every year and see you guys again and give our presentation about safe boating. Most of the deaths, 80%, from boating accidents were caused by drowning. Of those folks, 74% of them I remember correctly, did not have one of these on. These are safety belts. They're life jackets. When you get in your car and you're going to go somewhere, the first thing you do is put on your seatbelt. And you do that because you know that if you get in an accident, you're not going to have time to put on a seatbelt, especially in this town. And anybody who's been out in Masonboro on a Saturday, Friday night, Saturday, or Sunday will know you're not going to have time to put one of these on if somebody rams your boat. You should be wearing these all the time. When you walk out on the dock, put it on. When you get in your boat, wear it. And when you go out on the water, wear your life vest. Because if something happens, you won't have time to go find those life vests and put them on. It will be too late, as it was for 80% of the deaths in the state. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
We have a proclamation I'd like to read, and then we'll vote on that. Proclamation P-2502 in support of National Safe Boating Week. Whereas the beautiful coastal waters of Curie Beach represents a world-renowned recreation resource that residents and visitors alike are drawn to each year for water and beach activities. And whereas year-round people continue to enjoy all the natural environment has to offer through the joy of boating, and whereas, on average, 613 people die in the United States each year in boating-related accidents, with approximately 80% of these deaths caused by drownings. And whereas, in approximately 86% of drowning cases, the victim was not wearing a life jacket. And whereas, it is apparent that wearing a life jacket is the single most important factor in reducing boating-related deaths. And whereas the National Safe Boating Council, supported by the U.S. Coast Guard and other national organizations, has set May 17 through 23 as National Safe Boating Week. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Curie Beach Town Council hereby supports National Safe Boating Week in the town and urges all persons to wear a life jacket at all times while boating. Proclaim this day, 21st day of April, 2025. And I see Commissioner Ellen is getting his on.
All right. Mr. Mayor, can we join you up there?
Yes. Let's do this first. Do we have a motion to approve the proclamation?
Make a motion to approve proclamation P-2502.
And a second?
A second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Where's this guy on to?
We all going?
Sure.
Okay.
You have to know, he started this and has been doing it for years, Rob. And it's just a wonderful touch.
And it takes a while to get it on.
Like you say, you can't do it.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay, committee business, bike peg committee.
Council members, just two things tonight. First, I just want to take a moment to thank you all for recognizing May as Bike Month with our proclamation that you'll be voting on. National Bike Month has been rolling strong across the country every May since 1956, thanks to the efforts of the League of American Bicyclists. This annual tradition is more than just a celebration of biking. It's not just about bikes. It's about what bikes represent. Cleaner air, healthier people, fewer cars, and way more fun. By issuing this proclamation, you're showing your support for those values and helping to encourage more residents to see bicycling as a viable everyday option, whether for recreation, commuting, or staying active. It also sends a message that you're showing support for safer streets, sustainable transportation, and the wellness of our whole community. And maybe even giving a little nod to folks who ride their bikes instead of fighting over parking spots. Through the WNPO's Go Coast program, we'll once again be encouraging locals to track their bicycle miles during May to show just how much biking is part of our everyday lives. It's a great way to see just how many of us are out there pedaling around, and it's not just because gas is expensive. There will also be safety tips, local events, and resources available on the Go Coast Bike Month webpage, www.gocoastnc.org/bikemonth. We will also post this on our Curry Beach Bike Ped Committee website. Thank you again for your support and for helping to build a more bike-friendly, connected, and vibrant community. Would you like to read the proclamation?
I can, or you can, it doesn't matter.
You read the other one.
So okay, I guess I'll read this one too. So, proclaiming that the month of May is Bicycle Awareness Month, whereas the month of May is observed as a National Bike Month, and the Curry Beach Town Council is committed to the promotion of safe and convenient bicycling for both transportation and recreation. And whereas the town of Curry Beach is committed to promoting the safe use of bicycles on the town streets and trails through the planning and project activities that include the Curry Beach Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan of 2022, the ongoing Island Greenway Pave Feasibility Study, and the design of the pedestrian safety improvements at the intersection of Fort Fisher Boulevard and K Avenue. And whereas the town of Curry Beach supports education about bicycle safety through the Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, VA Looker campaign, which encourages children and adults to operate their bicycles in a safe manner and educates drivers on how to share the road with bicycles. And whereas the Curry Beach Town Council is committed to alleviating traffic congestion by providing choices in transportation infrastructure and ensuring a clean and healthy environment. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Curry Beach Town Council proclaimed May as Bicycle Awareness Month and will continue to promote safe cycling opportunities for the Curry Beach citizens. Proclaimed this day, 21st day of April, 2025.
I'll make a motion that we approve Proclamation 25-02.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. And it started in the year I was born, Mo. So I said, it started the year I was born. So that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, that's after I was born. Secondly, a resident brought to our attention that there are currently no signs indicating that bicycles are not allowed on the boardwalk. This is confusing, since bicycles can legally only travel north on Atlantic Avenue with a rider. While many cyclists are respectful, clear and friendly signage could go a long way in preventing confusion and helping keep the area safe and enjoyable for everyone. Especially during the warmer months when the boardwalk is full of pedestrians, it's important for everyone's safety that cyclists are aware they're not supposed to ride there. It's a small thing, but it could really help keep the peace on two wheels and 2 feet alike. We're not looking for anything harsh, just something friendly, welcoming, and clear that fits the character of our town. Let's look at the next slide. So right now, supports pedestrian-only traffic on our boardwalk. We're looking for three signs to be added on the boardwalk to improve pedestrian enjoyment and safety. Our committee has figured we have at least $150 for the signs, and Southern Signs estimate is $35 per sign. And then we'll show you some locations. We're thinking about a 10-inch to 12-inch round white sign. We can look at the next one. So that kind of shows what the sign could look like, unless you have better ideas. Go to the next one. And these are three different locations. Go to the next one. So it's kind of at the beginning, the middle, and the end of the word block.
Any comments or discussions? I do like that they're round and they don't have sharp edges, because that is a tight area for people to walk down through there. I just want to make sure we don't cause another problem by having a sign up there. You know what I'm saying? If it was a square sign with sharp edges, it might be. I mean, that's better than a square sign with sharp edges.
We tried to do something that was small but yet visible. Hopefully, you know, it'll catch your attention. And if, you know, what I've realized is people really don't want you telling them what to do. But at least if there's a sign there, the people that, you know, suggested this live on Atlantic, and they're the ones that see the bicyclists on the boardwalk. And it bothers them because there's pedestrians there. And it's not on our bike path plan. We did not allow bicycles to be on the boardwalk. So the suggestion was that they could at least just, you know, point to the sign that says no bicycles. It might be helpful.
Any other comments, Ms. Council?
I think it's a good idea. If the committee, the committee has the money to purchase them, and I would assume that they'd coordinate with Jimmy's guys and gals to actually install them.
Yeah, they would. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the installation of the pedestrian-only signs along the places that are proposed for the boardwalk.
Motion, do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No one's opposed. Passes.
Thank you so much. And thanks for considering everything I spoke to you about tonight. And as always, thank you for the work you do for our community.
Thank you, Mo.
For those fervent riders out there, there is a bike ride on May the 3rd from downtown Wilmington out to Wrightsville Beach and back. You can Google on it. It's called River to the Sea.
Community Center Committee. Nikki, any comments? Anything? Historic Preservation?
I'll take that, Mayor.
All right.
Just one, HPC wants to advise Council that in the course of the last Certificate of Appropriateness hearing, it became apparent that there were a couple of terms in the design standards that were ambiguous and overly vague and confusing. For example, one of them is the requirement to have a uniform route. What does that mean? Another requirement was new residential construction should be equal to 1940s to 1970s buildings. Well, nobody's going to build in 2025 a building that reflects 1940 footpath and detail. So we're going to amend those two provisions. We're going to eliminate uniform. We're going to put a phrase next to the 40s and 70s that focuses on design elements and exterior features. HPC will have according to its design standards, those standards can be amended by HPC following a legislative hearing, and that legislative hearing will be held during HPC's next meeting, which is
May 7th at 6:30 p.m.
May 7th, 6:30 p.m. Other than that, nothing else to report on that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Marketing Committee?
Hello, Mayor, Commissioners. This is going to be quick. Two items for the KB map. The first one is a request that you guys see in the agenda, just to give it some overview. As you may know, the KB map has shifted gears a little over the last year to function more in a peer advisory role with respect to the CBB's marketing strategy and budgeting for Curie Beach. We have put the other items on the back burner for now, where we had specific team members cover various asset areas for marketing consideration and to build our brand around. We had team members assigned to the following categories: history, arts, environment, outdoor exercise, food, lodging, and events, and how the town might be able to accentuate these, either independently or through our relationship with the CDB. With this direction in 2022, we requested to expand the size of the committee from 5 to 7 to cover those categories. However, with the change in direction that we've taken recently, KB MAC would like to revert back to a committee total of 5 members effective July 1st, 2025. We currently have 6 members and have had an open slot for a while. And with Tim Markley's recent resignation effective 6:30, we will effectively be at 5 members on that date. With 5 members, this will provide ample input to the CBB and any other requests that may come from council. So I've got this written. It's just a request to make that change effective that day.
Beth, do we need a motion to that?
You do need a motion.
Make a motion to reduce the membership of the marketing committee to 5 full-time members.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. And the second item is, I just wanted to make you guys aware, you guys know there's been some change with the executive VP for the CBB, and she's settling in. I was actually up there the other day and stopped in and talked to her and trying to find a date for us to meet, because the next time was around Memorial Day. And we finally got it set for June 3rd. There's a lot of things that we were going to talk about, like the budget and the strategy for the next year. But there were also some other items, and Mr. Allen, one of those was proposed by you that we put in front of them just to see how they respond and see where they come back. We'll have a little feedback for you after that meeting on June 3rd. So just want to make you aware of that.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Planning and zoning, firing nothing. Shoreline access and beach, Dennis?
I just want to mention that we are, Shoreline Access Beach Protection Committee is going to be planning COs on May 10th at H Avenue Access. I thank the Dirks for their support in this. And any volunteers who are interested in planning COs on May 10th, please show up at Avenue H.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Stormwater Committee?
3 things. One, we're moving the meeting from next Monday to May 5th because I'll be out of town. So, Beth, if you can take care of that.
What time, sir?
The same time. 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Normal time. Yep. Second, at the last stormwater meeting, we received a petition, which I forwarded to all of council, from the citizens from the former Hamby Beach area. I'd like permission to respond to that, but I didn't want to do it until we had got feedback from council. So if you have council on that, we are working on the outfall. So there were three significant issues, or at least issues of concern to the citizens. One was the outfall. So it is in next year's budget, as you guys know from today's earlier meeting. That's part of what services that area. The other part is the DOT outfall at Alabama Avenue. So the drainage for that area goes both ways from there. One will be our most northern outfall, and the other one is the Alabama outfall owned by NCDOT, which the mayor and I are working with as well. Secondly is the swells throughout that area. So this is the last thing. We will be communicating to the citizens throughout town that Public Works will be inspecting stormwater swells and clearing them as appropriate. The last time we did this, at least two HOAs had a significant issue with Public Works clearing swells in their area. They're on the town right away and they are easement property, so I wanted to make sure council was aware before that communication went out, because this time we will be clearing them whether they like it or not. And if I'll make sure the letter is nicer than that, but but the fact is that after last September, we're going to make sure the swells are clear prior to hurricane season. So those swells, people don't realize, are critical to the stormwater systems in a majority of the town. And just because they don't like that it changes how they've landscaped their yard, we will be fixing those. Okay. And so if we get pushback, I want council to be aware. I will copy you on those letters, and I'll work with staff to send that out certified to all the HOAs as well as emails.
Yes,
this week. Any questions on that from council?
If y'all have comments, please go back and read the email again and by tomorrow.
If you can give me inputs by the end of the week, I'm going to work on it over the weekend.
Okay.
So,
okay. Get feedback to David by the end of the week, if you could, please.
Are all of the residents in that, all the homes there, part of an HOA in the Hamby area? So are you going to send letters to every Hamby?
I'm going to respond to the email address that was on the petition and let them send it out. If they did not give me multiple email addresses when they handed it to the Stormwater Committee.
Yeah, there were a lot of names on that petition.
So I'm assuming they'll get it out. I mean, once I write it and get council review it, we can also put it on our website as well. So we'll communicate back to who gave the information to us.
You can put it on the Stormwater Committee page.
Yes. So, but I'll send the proposed draft to council for approval before I send it out. As well as Jimmy and I'll send the proposed draft for the swells in the HOA areas.
What streets, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else, David?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Department head business, administration.
June 23rd through the 26th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Between on 6th Avenue between I and J. So they're asking for us to avoid that area during their half-day camp.
It's a morning camp, I assume?
8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And that's during the week.
Drop off, pick up, volunteer.
And that's Monday through Thursday for council, so there's not a lot of traffic.
No, there's not a lot of traffic.
I make a motion we approve.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Development and compliance, Bethany?
No updates.
Finance?
No updates.
Okay. Fire department?
So,
okay.
Thank you, council. I should be brief unless the town attorney says otherwise. Now that our new air packs are in service, I believe the fire department is good to go as far as surplusing the old equipment. And I believe we're at a point that we've met the legislative requirements, or are meeting them tonight as well. As a reminder, we received the air packs back in 2007, I believe, and they were donated to us. The board felt it was appropriate that we, in return, donate to a department in need. And reached out to Lee Kennedy, who is the field inspector, very familiar with departments around the state. And he identified Columbus County that has a specific need for what we actually have that we're surplusing. So at this time, I'll turn it over to the town attorney.
Thank you, Chief. Two things to be aware of. There are some statutory requirements that you publish notice of the resolution that you're going to entertain tonight authorizing the donations. The notice went up timely and you have a copy of the resolution in your agenda. The second thing was the conveyance of title, which is accomplished by a bill of sale, but we've expanded that bill of sale.
Okay.
to include protections for the town, including indemnification and hold harmless. Okay. So you're good to go on those things unless you have any questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else, Chief?
That's yeah. Cool.
We have the resolution in our packet for to donation.
Make a motion that we approve resolution R2503 to donate equipment as specified by the chief, fire chief.
I'll second.
Sorry, can you amend the motion to also add the bill of sale and the whole?
I was going to do it separately, but you want
you
to put it together? Okay. Request to amend the motion, sir.
Okay.
Make a motion that we approve resolution R25-03 authorization donation and approve the bill of sale and hold harmless agreement per the attorney.
I'll second that one too.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Motion passes.
Mayor, you will be signing both of those documents.
Okay.
Thank you, Council.
Thanks.
Fun job, Chief.
I guess this is what everybody's here for. Police department? Mike? I'm gonna make you walk up here. Now I did tell him he didn't have to read the letter out loud tonight. But Chief Bowden has decided it's time for him to ride off in the sunset, and he will. I know his wife and his son and his family have a lot for him to do. So. We appreciate your hard work and your commitment to Curie Beach, and I thought he wrote us a very nice letter, and we wish you well.
Thank you, sir.
We got you for a few more months.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. A couple more months.
So. All right. Anything you want to say?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank Council for allowing me the opportunity 9 years ago to be the chief, and town staff, thank you all for your friendship, and all the hard work and local law enforcement, state and federal agencies that have assisted us, and who are here to stand behind us today. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate all the folks from Carolina Beach and our officers being here tonight. Also for Mike. This is not his exit. Yes, we will have a.
We will have a reception at retirement.
That's right.
Yes. This is just making it official.
June 30th, right? Yeah, we got it till June 30th.
Then the next item is a point. I'm sorry. Yes, I guess I should have. So I have a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept Police Chief Mike Bowden's retirement effective June 30th, 2025.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
I don't know about that.
We got 4 yeas and a maybe. No, motion aye. Passes. Okay. Next is the appointment of the new Curie Beach Fire Chief effective. Fire Chief, listen to me. Police Chief, effective. I'm sorry. Effective July 1st, 2025. Council has discussed the matter, and we feel like we ask our department heads to train their officers and have a succession plan in place. And I think Mike has done an excellent job of having our next police chief ready to go, and I guess we need a motion to approve Lieutenant Brandon Bailey as our new chief of police.
Make a motion that we promote Lieutenant Brandon Bailey to police chief effective July 1st, 2025.
I'll support it. Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations, Brandon. We'll have a swearing-in ceremony at some point when Brandon and his family can be here so we can do that. So we're very pleased, and we know that over the past couple of years, Brandon has done a good job. He's actually, you know, been working on the budget, some other things, and the job that you do and behind the scenes, we appreciate you, Brandon. We have all the confidence in the world in you. Okay. Public Works.
Two quick updates on projects we've got going on. The paving project, I'm meeting with the engineer consultant on Wednesday, and I'll know more about what we can and cannot do on the paving project. The second project is the outfalls. We have finished H Avenue, and they've moved to J Avenue and got things tied in today, so they're moving along pretty good with that. They should be through the parking lot probably Tuesday or Wednesday this week, weather permitting. Other than that, that's
Was this one as bad as H? Was the one you're doing now?
We haven't got to the dunes yet, but yes, sir. It's as far as the upsides and the, and all, you know, we had to do a little converting, but we managed to get it done. So.
Good. Right.
So one other thing, beach trash. Yeah. Oh, first applause.
So one other we got issue, people over here happy about that.
I thought Ian was coming tonight, but I guess he got caught up. So we want to talk about beach trash
right.
And council. Right, so we've talked about this multiple times. Public Works sent to council last week. Here's our proposed communication for input. I know we got some today from Connie. We would like to send that out from council, and then we still have to talk with the three HOAs that had beach cans and the other HOAs. And so we requested email addresses. The ones we initially got were not exactly right, so do I have the right ones, we think, now? We're not 100% sure.
I haven't seen the updated
list. I didn't see who it was going to.
Okay. So, Beth, can we get an updated email address list for the HOAs to contact? Since the one we got, Alan Felt, had some issues?
Yes, I can work on that this week.
Okay. From Public Works' perspective, at least from Jimmy's perspective, and this may be because I didn't give him the guidance, so it could be his commissioner's a little light, but we think we're good. We're ready to communicate. We just don't want to do it until council says we're good, right? And so it may be a timing issue from us, but we're close to the point where we need to tell people because people are going to start expecting cans out there in the next few weeks,
yep.
Right? So I'm sure there's some person that already thinks it should have happened, but it's no change while we figure it out. My preference is we communicate this and council is in agreement, but I don't know that, I don't feel like I'm 100% there, and that's why I want to
my point on this whole matter is that we've got to make sure that the HOAs that are affected by this, whether it's backing into their parking lots or how the trash, you know, that our folks are going to get the trash out, where they're going to put the cans. I think one HOA may say, we don't want a can.
You know, right, fair enough.
So that's where I'm at.
So
yeah.
That's why I said,
yeah.
Jimmy and me, I'm not helping him out. So that's why I'm talking to council. What exactly is council expecting for me and Jimmy to do in the next week or two so that we get this resolved? And is council supportive of not putting beach cans out with the communication that we've given you, or do you want something else, right? So we're ready to buy some signs. We worked and we have a design that was sent to council. We're ready to communicate to HOAs, and I've got you, so I think I own that one. What else does council need from us so that Jimmy and I can move forward? Because I think I might have been the problem, and I want to fix that.
I'm supportive. I also like the sign that you came up with. My question was, because I added 25 plus 3 was 28, and I was trying to clarify my own mind. Were there actually 28 cans on the beach? Because that's the way it seemed when I read Ian's email.
No, ma'am, it wasn't 28 cans.
It said 25 plus 3. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, whatever accesses that we had cans at, we're going to move them off the beach onto the roadside of the public access.
So we don't need, we only need maybe like 10, 15 signs?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
We'll make sure we get the right count.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we'll let you know.
Yeah, right? I just want to make sure we got the right count. Mm-hmm.
And then at least one of the HOAs didn't want to sign.
Yeah,
so
and I will
we'll work with them on what that is.
And I'll give them the correct email address for him, because he just changed his email address.
Perfect. Yeah, so Beth will get us an email address. We'll communicate. So I've got one yes.
I'm a yes, but I have a question again. Is there any interest, again, we're talking about putting these signs to take your trash to the entrance of the access point. Do we want to have anything at the entrance to the access point as well?
We're open to what council wants. We don't have a preference, right?
I mean, that was a question.
The trash can's right there, so.
I think you're going to see the trash
can. You're going to see the trash can.
Yeah, but just remind people you have to take your trash and put. I'm just, you know, this we already have a lot of signs.
I'm not.
I think when they're leaving the beach, they should see the sign and realize I got to take my trash. I hope.
Signs are good for the people that read them.
Yeah. Well, amen. Amen on that.
All right, we'll limit it to the beach side at this point.
I think if we do our job of the notification, getting the word out to the public, talking to the HOAs. And I'm telling you, I'm a member of one of the HOAs, and it's going to be a change.
Yeah.
And you know what change is?
No, I know. I'm not saying that everyone's going to sing Kumbaya, but hopefully we'll do it better than Carolina Beach did. The feedback that county got and that you got from Carolina Beach was, I thought, really good feedback. And the issue from Public Works is, in addition to a small labor saving, which we're having staffing issues, it's also kind of a morale issue because of how much time it takes on the weekends, and a safety issue because there's no lift assist on the beach trucks. The trucks were driving on the beach, right? And people pile stuff in there. Whereas in the beach accesses, we're using lifts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought what Ian sent out to us was covered all bases. Mm-hmm. I really thought he did a good job of covering the bases. And I'm supportive. I just want us to be aware that we're going to have hiccups, and we're going to have bumps in the road, and we're going to have, Jimmy, you're going to have to, you know, we don't want trash on the street, so it means if I got to go down through there every day and pick it up, then that's what we got to do.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We do have people's homes out there, and it's just a different, a little bit different dynamic.
Also, you guys have a design now for the cans on Atlantic?
Do we have a design?
A design for, because right now those...
They're already built.
They are built.
Put it inside. We have closure.
They're there.
We have to
walk down. We have places for where the additional trash cans will go.
Okay. What about the old ones that are there?
That will be, we plan on leaving them where they are right now until we get further into this and see what we have to do.
Okay, I haven't been down on Atlantic lately. So
I think where they placed them, we'll leave those other hands for people that walk along there, and it'll be another good place for people to come out.
Okay, yeah, I haven't walked down there, so I didn't know you had.
Yeah, looks nice.
Okay.
I thought that looks nice. So, okay, I think that's all of them I have. I mean,
okay, we'll get up the HOAs and copy council on the initial conversations, and we'll send it certified, and then ask them to call us with any questions.
Okay.
So we'll get that out this week.
And we have a plan for our website and notices going out to everybody.
That's what was in the note. We will put that on as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you guys.
Okay, just a bit, the Public Works building is like 99% finished. We got one of our final walkthroughs.
Tomorrow morning, right?
Wednesday afternoon, actually. I had to schedule it, move around a little bit. So Wednesday afternoon, but the building, the landscaping looks great. The parking lot's paved. We'll schedule a dedication event somewhere in May or June, whenever Representative Miller and Senator Lee could be here. So
thank you.
It looks good.
I appreciate it.
Excellent. Thanks, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Recreation.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Two quick things, actually. This weekend, Saturday, is the Curie Community Fest, and it's from 11 to 3 at the Oceanfront Park in Atlantic Avenue. And we hope to see a lot of our community members at that event. Should be a great day. And the second item, this came in after the agenda was published, so I do apologize, it's not in the agenda packet, but you do have a copy. We've got it up on the screen. So we have received a special event permit application from Jeremiah Best to hold a skimboard competition on the beach on 6/14/2025. And the Cure Beach Pier is the sponsoring organization behind the event. Town Council approval is needed, as this event will create an obstruction to the public beach right-of-way. The applicant has proposed two options for the location of the event site, on either the north or south side of the pier. There are pictures of that. Page 3 and 4 of the event application show the different location options. When
do they have
requested additional details regarding the dimensions of the event site and the number and size of tents to determine whether additional tent permits and fire inspections will be required. We do not have that information yet, but Jeremiah is here tonight if council has questions for him. The applicant has been informed of the need for a certificate of liability insurance, listing the town as additionally insured, and he has made steps to show that that won't be an issue. He's already working on having that secured. The applicant has also been informed they will need ocean rescue personnel on site during the event. And there's been a bit of difference in opinion on this element, so we want council to weigh in on if we want to require ocean rescue personnel or just dedicated EMS or trained first responders to any of our beach and water events.
So what's the difference of opinion? So whose opinions were differing?
I think industry best practices would dictate that we should require, that should be an across the board requirement for any activities on the beach. And so the recommendation from recreation is that we do, we did receive a little pushback on the require or the ask. And I can let Ed speak to his thoughts on it.
Yeah, I've reached out to Captain Russell, who has participated in surf contests in Carolina Beach and discuss lifeguards. I've been part of triathlons in the past where the event is with a sanctioned organization that requires a set amount of lifeguards per participant. I had stated that due to the hours and the small size of the event that unless it was requested from the event themselves, I didn't personally feel the need of the lifeguard because they're skimboarding, but if the event or council felt that it was appropriate, we could provide that. So.
Well, I mean, it's June 14th by the pier. That's a Saturday. There's going to be a lifeguard there, right?
Yeah.
Does it go outside your lifeguard hours?
No.
6:30 a.m.
6:30. Oh, 6:30.
That's outside the lifeguard hours.
The actual event will be held at around 8 o'clock in the morning. The 6:30 is just for me to allow to set up and do all
that's
that.
Right, right.
So from my perspective, they're skimboarders, which they're also, they're trained swimmers, they're surfers, and they're right on the shore. So we'll have a lifeguard in the stand. They'll, of course, have their buddies on the beach. Everyone's watching. I do see that there could be maybe an increased need for an EMT, but we do have two EMTs on the beach every single day in the summertime as well. It was just my perspective that if the event desired one, then we'd have to go through the fee schedule, or if council felt that it was appropriate, then we could do the same.
Well, I have some concerns that if we have a really busy day on the beach and you have a head injury where someone falls, I mean, I'm not worried about, I know it's shallow water, but if they do fall and hit their head, I don't think it's too much to ask having them provide or pay for an EMT to be there on site just for their event. Because what if you get something going the other directions and then we build this, we have people there, or we can't provide it for them? I'm just thinking liabilities.
No, I agree. That's why Nikki and I both have decided it was best to get the little council.
So then if it's by numbers, you said 100 is one sufficient? I mean, what? That's the different thing, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, so you don't feel you need it. You feel we do. So there's no requirement then. I mean, so what number do we fall on? Guys, there you go. I'm interested.
I support an EMT.
I would support at least one lifeguard.
I'm not as that's hung up on the lifeguard, you fall in 3-4 inches of water, you're not going to drown.
Don't worry about hitting.
But if you break a leg or something.
Yeah.
And I would tend to assume that the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 23rd person that tries it and hurts themselves, time out, they'll take care of that before they restart the competition or something. So I think it's important to have some type of medical professional.
Yeah, I think an EMT makes sense.
I have reservations about the event going on during some of the busiest, busy times of the year for us. I'm willing to give it a chance, give it a shot. Maybe it's not what I think it's going to be. I think being on the north side of the pier may be a better location for us, I guess.
Yeah, I like the north side better.
Jeremiah, we don't mean to be raining on your parade. We got a lot of things to consider on this.
If you guys need any clarification, I'd love to kind of help with some of your confusion or questions you have too, as well.
I mean, I would have preferred that it would have been in a Saturday in May as opposed to this is on a Saturday in June.
Pretty sure
this
is
Father's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Jonathan, you're not asking for any parking from the public, right? They're going to pay for their parking if they come down, right?
Or utilize pier property.
Yeah, use the pier lot, yeah. I mean, I'm supportive with the council's requirement for an EMT and see how it goes.
Are you planning to have your own trash cans down near your setup for the pizza boxes and napkins and cups and all that kind
of stuff? Part of the event requirements are that they leave the event site the same as when they arrive. So.
Good question.
I mean, that may make the area cleaner than it would be on the end of the day normally.
Mm-hmm. I was going to add something too. We had briefly discussed the code of ordinances is sort of vague with the distance from the pier and what is allowed. And so obviously surfing is not allowed, and I believe the code reads surf wars.
Surfing is 250 yards, swimming is 100.
And then there's an exclusion for paddle boards and boards that have the potential to not cause harm. So I only bring this up because I think if everybody's on the same page as far as how far away from the pier they're allowed to be, it may give him a little more potential to move it one way or the other. And so I had discussed with Nikki, and this he might not agree with it, but since it is a peer-sponsored event, that if this was a type of board that could go within the 250 feet, that the closer towards the pier that he could get it safely, the better for the beachgoers, the lifeguards, as opposed to having avoid just past them that the guards have to watch. So,
yep. True. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. That's good input as well.
Yeah, do you have would you have a preference north or south of the pier?
Personally, I think where he has it's probably better.
South?
Yeah, just due to the north side is just a higher volume due to the parking spots that we have there.
Well, there's not going to be anybody. I see what you're saying. I changed my opinion a little bit there because that would give people the opportunity to see the event going on, and they won't be blocking people that come to the beach. I'm assuming that's kind of an overflow area and people come down.
Right. In my opinion, the closer he can scoot towards the pier in a safe manner, since it is a peer-sponsored event, they have the seating on the pier if they see fit. We could just have more roped off. Here's a private event. Everything past that is public domain.
I think south of the pier would probably be.
I just want to comment on one thing, unless I've misunderstood something. The code currently prohibits surfboard, paddleboard, sailboard, or any similar equipment collectively board for surfing or propelling themselves in the ocean within 250 feet. So,
and there's an exclusion just below that as well for different types of boards that
surf mats, boogie boards, rafts, or other equipment reasonably considered being capable of causing injury.
Yeah.
I don't think they would conflict with injury because the area is going to be rubbed off to the
anyway. I just wanted to make sure that
even though it's a harder
And I don't think the lifeguards now don't stop skim boards from being within the 250 feet, do they? I don't think they do.
Not within the 250 feet, but they do within the no swim zone.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you move that, the no swim zone, that's...
That's correct.
Yeah.
Any other comments? Anybody have a preference or a motion?
I make a motion we approve the request for June 14th for a skimboard competition on the south side of the pier as close to the pier as possible with the requirement of an EMT staffing during competition.
I'll second that.
Okay, got a motion. Connie, second.
I have one other question.
Comments? Questions?
I have one other question for Jeremiah. How is this going to be advertised? Are you expecting a crowd?
Okay, so the number 100 was strictly to cover. I didn't want to go over that number, but I'm expecting budgeted for around 25 participants.
Okay.
So that's just, you know, if they happen to want to bring a friend or the family shows up or, you know, several people want to come to not compete, that's where that number comes from.
But you think 25 competitors?
At the moment, that's what I'm budgeting for. I wrote 100 because I didn't want to
say 25
people or 100, you know, people and 102 show up and there's a problem.
It doesn't say including spectators on the list. Okay.
Well, including spectators.
Yeah. That okay, then?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, we have a motion on the floor to approve with the EMT. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Jeremiah, and what we'll do, I mean, if we need to adjust this after, you know, if you decide we'll do it another year, we'll, what I recommend you do is after the event's over with, sit down with the fire chief and with Nikki, and maybe police and just have a meeting and talk about the things that were good and things that you need to change. And we may have things. That way it'll make your event stronger if you have it more than 1 year. Okay?
Thank you,
Council. Okay, we have no old business on our agenda tonight. Under new business, scheduled hurricane sessions. Mayor Pro Tem Hagler.
Yes, I have a dumb question and Beth, you're out there. I mean, when is Memorial Day in May?
Memorial Day is May 26th.
26th, okay. So then I'll propose Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th for the hurricane sessions. I want to make sure I avoided Memorial Day. And it would be at 5 p.m. on the 16th and then at noon on the 17th, just like normal. So we give people an opportunity either Friday night or Saturday at lunchtime. There's no significant changes, although for council's knowledge, I will be adding in there that I recommend everyone in Curie Beach get flood insurance after what happened in September, including myself. And then council attached to this agenda is the emergency ops plan and the emergency annexes. I don't have any recommended changes, but this is the time you start considering those. So please review those and department heads, and then if we have any changes, we would bring them to the May meeting so that they're approved before hurricane season.
All right. What you have,
That's all I have.
All right.
Do you have permission to schedule the meetings?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I work with staff on that.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that, David. I think it's, we offer it. I know a lot of people don't always attend, but I do think it's very helpful and good information. 10.2, discussion of historic sign request from Wilbur Jones. Y'all know last month Mr. Jones attended our meeting and requested the putting of the sign down in the boardwalk area commemorating the German
U-boat
or submarine firing over at the Dow plant. I thought it was only fair, since he came to us and requested this, that we have the discussion this month to see if it's something we want to do, and or provide him an opportunity to raise the funds himself and put a sign up down there like the one that used to be along the boardwalk area. My personal preference, just to get that guy out of the way, I would rather vet this like a historic sign that the state of North Carolina has in place that would go out in the right of way along the road where people driving through town would see it and maybe be interested in it. I don't think that's what he was interested in. I know there are some questions about the actual validity and accurateness of the supposed shots being fired. So, and I think the person that had that sign up before was just a citizen that decided to put it up and put it in his yard. So I'll open this up for conversation or discussion and see what y'all think.
Is this something that the Battle Point Historical Society would be able to vet for us, or someone like to look at it? Because I agree with you, I wouldn't want to sign unless it's really been vetted.
I mean,
and true.
I will be more than glad to reach out to them and to the state historic markers. You know what I'm talking about. There's one right there that said Dow Chemical. There's one that said Modern Greece down in the south end of town.
And then they put one at Seabreeze. You know,
they put one up at Seabreeze. Yeah, there's several. So that's a statewide program that gets.
One down there near your house.
That's the Dow Chemical.
Yeah, that's the Dow Chemical one there at Connie's house. And then, if it's all right, I will reach out to the historic Federal Point Historic Group,
okay,
and also the state group, and see what we come up with, and we'll try to make a decision next month.
I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, too, yeah. So. Well, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, all right, I'll take care of that. 10.3, is discussion of selling Kirby Beach license plate, and Commissioner Merkel. This was your idea.
It was my idea because someone asked me about whether we sell license plates, and I realized that if it had the town logo, it would have to go through the town to be approved. So that's why we have on the agenda that choosing our town logo. I did look online, and you can buy a license plate that's aluminum that says Town of Kirby Beach, but it doesn't use our logo, so they can use our name, and they charge like $19.99. So I guess if someone really wanted a Kirby Beach license plate, they could do that. It's just that it wouldn't be the logo that we normally use in our town. So I wanted to know if there was a possibility that we could sell them on our website.
Okay,
I think so someone looked into the cost.
Nikki,
the website that we use doesn't carry license. So we would have to purchase them and physically have them, and we've done that before.
Can you give us a little history, Nikki?
Yeah. So we couldn't sell them on the website?
No.
That
would require staff to ship them or deal with that. Like this town store that we use does not offer license plates. So the town would have to purchase a set number of them and then have them in the lobby or at events, which we've done in the past. We ended up selling at a loss towards the end because we couldn't get rid of them. What we had, and the cost to have them made has gone up significantly.
I don't know when the original tags were purchased.
2012 was the last batch.
Last batch.
That Nancy Avery ordered.
And to get it.
13 years. 500 of them, and they were $5 and change a piece for Southern Sign. I reached out to them for a quote. 500 of them, again, would cost $15 a piece just to purchase. So they've gone tripled in price for that same design.
And you would have to sell them for what?
I think back then we sold them for $20. We sold them for $20, and then we ended up dropping the price.
And we eventually sold them for $5.
And then we eventually sold them for $5, and then we gave them away as employee gifts because we couldn't sell them.
They're on the front of the car. So
we could look for external sources. There's, you know, probably a thousand.
Guys are really being a heavy downer on this for you.
Sorry.
It's not as simple as buying signs. I mean, it's not, you got to buy an inventory.
And we created the commercial logo a few years ago that we utilize on the town store, so that would bring up the discussion of if we were going to be selling something again, would you want to use the commercial logo that was created for things to sell to the public or the town seal, which is protected?
The last ones did have the original, had our town seal on them.
So it was the circular one?
Yes.
That one?
Do we have anything on the store that's our logo that is like you can stick on your back of your car like you do flags and stuff?
We just use the commercial logo. We don't sell anything on the town store with the town seal, the circular town with the lettering around it. But I do believe they're stickers. I don't know if they're car stickers or not.
I mean, there's things that it's kind of like a magnet back to it. Mm-hmm.
So you're basically telling me it's too expensive and we didn't have much demand.
No, that'd be council's.
I mean, no. What we have to understand that if we buy enough to keep it, the cost down so we can sell them cheaply where people will buy them, then we got to buy a bunch of them.
Right.
And we're going to be having them
a long time if I could buy 500.
Yeah. I mean, selling 500.
They're going to go like hotcakes. Come on.
Yeah, I was the one that used to try to peddle them things down at the Boogie in the Park and everything else. And you'd have a few people. When we dropped to $5, they did get a little bit hotter. A little bit.
We were still selling them. In
temperature.
We ordered them in 2012. We were still selling them in like 2018. I think that's when we finally went
free. I just remember Nancy was so frustrated with them.
I didn't realize we had done this.
Yeah, before. Lord, yes. I mean, I think it's not practical. See, our shirts are printed through that town store, the hats, when they're ordered.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not sitting there with a whole
inventory
at all. But you got to have inventory. You can't do these things individually.
Mm-hmm. We went to the town store so that we didn't have to keep inventory of
goods. Yeah. I mean, and I regret that I didn't buy one of the other ones when I used to put them out on the table down there. But
you're selling, but you didn't buy one for yourself.
I didn't buy one for myself.
Do you think
the
Southern sign is the least expensive for doing it? Could I look into see if I could find someone that's less expensive?
You can find a thousand different companies who would make them. I'm sure we can find them cheaper. It's just if we want to go down that road again or not.
Once you see what you can find out, Connie, bring it back to us.
Okay.
I don't want to completely squash it, but
okay.
I just think
I'll come back with
maybe you'll change your own mind.
Something. Maybe I'll change my own mind. Thank you. I'm not giving up.
Okay.
Well, you know, somebody, you know, spots me a couple of cans of spray paint, I'm happy to go over anyone's car and
nice.
Break
right.
Cherry Beach
yeah.
on it
yeah.
for
yeah.
me.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Well, we beat that up pretty good. Sorry. Mayor updates. The beach access at L Avenue, access number 140 is open and was approved. And it looks really nice. And it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So they actually found another beach access underneath the old one when they were driving the pylons for the old one. So we're putting it back in the same footprint. But that is open, and Adrian is working on our CAMA grant. The preliminary stuff for Access 99, correct? Yes, at 99. Right beside the guard shack is what we're going to approach this year. And we're working on that now. That the pre-application is due this Friday. So we're working on that now. Commissioner updates, Dennis?
Ports and waterways. Renourishment, the bid opening for our next scheduled nourishment for next year is this Thursday. So hopefully we'll get an acceptable bid and get something scheduled fairly soon.
Yeah, hopefully. So.
Yeah.
Anything, David?
No, sir. No stormwater.
Nothing new.
Con?
I got two things. The Friends of Curry Beach this Friday is having their walk event. They say registration's at 7. The walk starts at 7:30. You start at the Oceanfront Park. I don't know if you guys were involved in that at all, the Bike Head Committee.
Yeah, the event. Yeah.
Yeah. So 7 o'clock you register. 7:30 you start walking. It's supposed to be a 1.5 mile walk around town. So that's this Friday. And then the other thing which I was going to mention, I don't know if you're going to go, Alan, but I'm going to be out of town. They're going to have on May 7th the Travel Rally Breakfast and Celebration.
Yeah, I have it on my schedule.
You have it on your schedule, so yeah. I will be out of town though.
Okay. That's a normal TDA breakfast that they have each year about kind of kicking off tourism season and everything. If anybody else wants to attend, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, if someone wants to attend for me, I won't be able to go there.
All right. And police come out this weekend. We have a judge to have coffee with the mayor at from 9 to 10:30, so I can get down. I'm helping Nikki and volunteering down to the community fest. Any other business to come before this board?
No, sir.
I make a motion we adjourn.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.